Favorite of all designs, a map for those who choose to make their treks not to scale. Harry Beck, probably a boring man, the kind who made top tens of everything. Drafting rail maps like Wehrmacht European takeover plans if Hitler had chosen not to invade to scale like this. While his wife just pleads for him to come to bed. DLR, East London Line Extension, rail replacement bus services, but you can't hold back a good template, he'd argue, indignant, you'd imagine. Still second to Concorde overall, though, not the favourite design, no, the desire to fly away, always that little bit stronger than another Circle Line revolution. I apologise to the likes of Lonely Planet and Time Out for railing against their immense positivity about this city. I am a bit of a miserablest, I admit. But it's hard not to feel this way when London's idea of regeneration is building a massive fucking skyscraper in Elephant and Castle. And then insisting that it's fine now that they've only got 25% affordable housing because they've built a massive fucking wind turbine on top. This is called Genesis, filtered through a new build development. Looked upon his creation and saw that it was good, you reckon? Can't say I share that view now. I'm frothing at the mouth and this IKEA corpse has covered the skyline for good. Just hope this low-rent, high-rise hustle you're about to tell me is human desire come real, come Norman Foster, falls down, undone by its own chutzpah, and no one names it Ground Zero.
So it was one thing after another in that flat. Got industrial strength curtains to sort out the lights. And then straight after that, I discovered a massive infestation of mice. So every night before going to bed, I would lay the traps in the hall and the kitchen. And then our sleep would be punctuated by... the traps went off. That has put a certain strain upon our little love nest, and we both reacted in different ways to the presence of mice. And she thought it was something of my design, designed to infuriate and trouble her in this city. But I sort of decided it was better off ignoring the problem and just reading a book. Going down smiling. I must have said something, I suppose. She's retreated to the bedroom with the cordless phone, door closed, calling home for strategic advice on how to leave me beaten, cowed, from the sour house frau who raised her. I've got no assault weapons to use, so I'm sleeping on the sofa as a defensive measure, safe in the knowledge she'll want a quiet word sooner rather than later. That said, I've got ways and means to protect myself, and little does she know that tonight, lying on my own with an old copy of Three Men in a Boat by Jerome K. Jerome, I've got her outmaneuvered.
So according to my mates at Lonely Planet, South London more or less doesn't actually exist. They say that just south is okay, but basically anywhere further south than Battersea Park would be a gravely inadvisable kind of thing to do. So it's left to the more adventurous souls to make discoveries south of the river. This is about the discovery of a species of butterfly in August 1748. It's called Butterfly Net Catchment Area. Campwell Beauty, they saw you here once, put a pin there, but now your looks are lost, cos Lonely Planet puts no tag on your iconic quadra, so no one knows to discover you here, or for that matter, any of the more contemporary beauties of South London's wildest nature trails. As you slide further down the Walworth Road, down Campwell Road, one of the major problems is that Jesus becomes more central. And for an atheist living in a local theocratic republic, this can be quite difficult. The people at the Methodists across the road from me seem to genuinely believe in the presence of the risen Christ in Walworth. I think you're doing dumb at Chillies. This is called Things You Can't Say Without Starting a Stupid Argument. How many times your God does not live, just people